Thanks for joining us on the Learner Podcast. We're here today with author-illustrator Chris Monroe, who, among many other things, has created the Monkey with a Tool Belt series, which follows industrious monkey Chico Bonbon, who shows readers there's an inventive way out of every problem, if you have the right tools. Welcome to the Learner Podcast, Chris.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Can you tell us a little of the history of Chico Bonbon?
Well, the book came out in 2008, and it was kind of a brainstorm that I had. I had talked to Adam Lerner at an art opening that I had in the Twin Cities, and I had illustrated one book for Lerner, and he mentioned that they were kind of looking for a new project for me to illustrate. And since I was a cartoonist, he said, "Have you ever considered writing your own book?" And I said, my entire life, yes, I have. So he said, "Well, if you ever do that, you could send me the manuscript." So I went back to my home in Duluth and really started to ponder that. And at the time, I worked at a hardware store, part-time job. And one of the things I did there was I was the toy buyer. And at the time, Bob the Builder was really the only kind of tool using character. And I thought, there sure is a lot of, open space here for a character that could use tools that could be a lot more funny and cute than Bob the Builder. No offense to him. He's fine. But so that was kind of the inspiration, which was a character that could use tools. And, I thought a monkey is the obvious choice because of his dexterity. And the minute that I came up with the phrase monkey with a tool belt, I just knew it was right. I just knew it was good. And then it was just a process of trying to figure out, how do I write a children's book? And basically, I kind of approached it the same way that I wrote my comics, which was kind of, initially kind of just one idea and then build off of that. And my son was pretty young at that time, too, and he kind of helped me just brainstorm some fun ideas for the character. And then one afternoon when I was driving, I just started writing a rough draft, mainly because I was driving a really rusty old car and a very nice car passed me on the road. And I thought, oh man, I have to change something here. And so I don't really recommend driving and writing at the same time, but I did jot down a few notes, and then took that home and wrote the first draft of Monkey with a Tool Belt, and ended up sending it to Adam, and he liked it and passed it on to an editor and the acquisitions committee, and they said, yeah, let's do it. So from there on, I was in the world of the Monkey with a Tool Belt. And then the great part of that is that the success of the series enabled me to quit my part-time job at the hardware store.
What can you tell us about Monkey with a Tool Belt Blasts Off?
I think that Monkey with a Tool Belt Blasts Off kind of brings together a lot of my nerdy sci-fi influences, and it kind of condenses a lot of that into one just silly sort of mystery. I think it has a little more slapstick than some of the other books. There's always been that element in the other books, but this one just kind of pages of Clark and Chico goofy slapstick humor. And there are like space references in there, like pop culture space references for maybe the adults reading the book to the children might catch them. But one that is pretty obscure is Chico's ship is called the Banana Five, and that is a reference to Spaceballs, and their ship was called the Eagle Five, although it was a Winnebago with wings on it. But it's kind of trying to pay homage to a lot of the sci-fi stuff that I've enjoyed over the years.
Can you describe the plot for us a little bit?
Chico and Clark are asked to come to the space station to fix the moon malt machine. And it's a space station, but it's also a drive-through a malt restaurant, a malt drive-in, and it's broken. So when they pull up to the space station, you can see there's a line of spaceships all waiting at the drive-through. So they get in there to repair the machine, and And that just like sets off a chain of events that you may not expect. So no spoilers, but...
No spoilers.
Yeah, they do repair the machine. I will tell you that.
So you incorporated your science fiction love into this book, but what was your inspiration for it?
Well, you know, I go to a lot of schools and talk to a lot of kids. And one of the things I ask them is, what kind of adventure would you like to see Chico Bon Bon go on? And outer space was a big one. School was the number one thing that they would say. And we already did a school one. So I thought, well, you know, space sounds great. So it just seemed, you know, like the perfect, you know, get away from Earth right now place to take Chico Bon Bon. And just, I thought it would be just fun to paint outer space and paint a space station. And so that was just kind of where it started. Also, I kind of wanted to work in sort of a subtle message about, you know, understanding and loving and accepting of people or of creatures that are different than yourself, because it seemed like right now there's some tension with the things going on in the world, the situation at the border and the demonizing of others. And I just thought subtly, I don't want to preach and I don't want it to be overtly political or anything, but I just wanted the message of, you know, we're all in this together. We can help each other and we're all different, but it doesn't matter. We're all, you know, the same. We're all, you know, creatures. So that was kind of a subtext that I wanted to weave into the book too.
Thank you so much for your time, Chris. It's been wonderful to learn more about how you create these silly, fun, and beloved books.
Thank you. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening to the Learner Podcast. Tune in again next time for more author interviews and the stories behind the books.